Like Ashton said, my name is Dr. Lehman, and I have been involved with marine biology and aquatic biology since I can remember. So in middle school, I was very interested in ocean life, and I've just kind of carried that over into my graduate studies and then into the classrooms in which I teach. I am currently a professor of biology at the University of Mount Olive, where I also serve as STEM outreach coordinator and department chair.
So, why is erosion bad?
So, in my mind, erosion is a natural process, but what causes harm to our ecosystems and increases the loss of biodiversity is the rate at which erosion occurs and the human causes of the increased erosion or human causes of erosion. So one of the things that I teach in all of my science classes is the connectivity of the entire planet. So if one ecosystem is struggling, inevitably those struggles will be felt in other systems around the world, even if it's not immediate. So degradation of one system will ultimately impact functions of other ecosystems. Loss of one species will ultimately impact how other species are able to survive and live in their own environments.
So what is biodiversity? And I know you just touched on it, but why it's also very important for the environment.
So this is also a really good question because we all see advertisements or posters for saving giant pandas or saving whales, or we're all familiar with the story of the white rhino. And a lot of people in rural communities or different parts of the world don't really understand why they should care about those animals because they will never personally interact with them. But what's important to understand is that every single organism holds specific roles within its ecosystem. And even though there might be similar animals that can go in and serve that same purpose, they're not 100% identical. So in order to create thriving ecosystems, you have to have diverse levels of organisms at every single level. So you want to have a lot of different plants. You don't just want one plant species in the ecosystem. And then you want to have different pollinators that will come in and help all of those plants. You want to have different herbivores or consumers that will come in and feed on those plants. So it's really important to maintain high levels of biodiversity to ensure healthy systems. And again, sometimes people won't really understand why those animals are important. But we get a lot of services from biodiversity that we wouldn't normally get, or we would have to pay for if those processes weren't in place, like air filtration and water purification and erosion prevention. So if we start moving or removing organisms from certain systems, it will lead to those different functions starting to decline.
What species do you personally think would benefit from the mitigation of erosion?
So something that I've recently become aware of that I think is really cool and kind of blends together two parts of my life is my love of coastal systems and all things marine science, and then hockey. So my son is very into travel hockey, and we've become a hockey family. And I was just recently made aware of this program called Rinks to Reefs, in which there's different groups around the country that are striving to help mitigate the effects of coastal erosion and the loss of reef systems by making artificial reefs for oysters and other bivalve mussels that will be able to use these broken hockey stick reefs in replacement of their own reefs. So again, you might not understand what's important about an oyster other than you like to eat them, or same thing with mussels and bivalves, but they serve as water filters. So they're able to process or take in dirty water and filter out the chemicals and potentially harmful toxins that would be released into the ecosystem or would stay in the ecosystem. So they're performing that service for free. And one oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water a day. So when you have thousands of oysters that are taking up residence in these artificial reefs, you're getting a lot more of those purification services.
So for erosion of specifically North Carolina's coast, how do you think the effects of tourism on the beaches affects erosion?
I think that anytime humans go into an ecosystem and not really understand the dynamics of that system, they have the potential to alter how it's working. So I think people just leaving trash on the beach or trying to create more recreational space on the beach and removing some of the natural natural features of that ecosystem by putting in more housing or changing how the water flows from the land into the water or into the ocean. I think just that human influence and not knowing how that ecosystem functions and their impacts on the system is probably the biggest thing.
So I know there's a big debate about whether we should leave ecosystems as they are and let them fix themselves, or whether humans should intervene. Which one do you lean towards?
I think that we should try to kind of do both. So I think that depending on what the damage has done or what the extent of the damage is, I think if we cause that damage as humans, we have an obligation to go in and fix what we did wrong or fix our mistakes. However, I do think sometimes the best intervention is no intervention, and just the natural process of the ecosystem cycle. Sometimes they'll be able to kind of repair and replenish themselves. But unfortunately, a lot of times humans have caused so much damage, or they've remove so many functional portions of the ecosystem that without intervention, it's not possible to see that system recover by itself.
Do you feel like climate change has had an impact on the rapid rate of erosion?
I do. So one of the other things that I teach in my classes is that climate change just happens naturally. So we're not really worried about preventing climate change from occurring, because we know that climate has natural cycles that it's gone through throughout history. One of the concerns that we have about climate change is the rate at which it's occurring. And I do feel that humans play a large part in that. And as that rate accelerates, or we're seeing climate change have higher temperatures, larger storm events, that is going to impact coastal erosion, because the systems can't keep up with the rate at which the change is occurring.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And I was really interested about the hockey sticks. That was really cool.
I think it's cool as well. I'm definitely going to try to get more involved with that.
When you get more involved, let me know, and I will help too.
Thank y'all so much for listening. We are very passionate about the dunes and erosion. Stay up to date on our current projects at shorelineheroes.com, or visit our social medias at Shoreline Heroes NC on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you.